And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet E.E. Cummings, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1894, a man out of step with his time, much more conservative politically than the writers he knew in New York, writing many poems in a naive style about the beauty of nature, about love. He came to wider public attention through his series of lectures at Harvard University. Though the faculty members did not much care for him, the students did. And by the end of the 50s, E.E. Cummings had become the most popular poet in America. It's the birthday of Dwight David Eisenhower, born Denison, Texas, 1890, a poor religious family. His mother was a pacifist. She wept when he told her he was going to West Point for college. In 1939, Eisenhower was stationed at a base in Louisiana, where he supervised the largest military games ever carried out in this country, a simulation designed to help prepare for a land war in Europe. Planned the strategy for the invading army. And in December 1941, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, he was put in charge of the strategy for the Allied invasion of Europe. It's the anniversary of the Battle of Hastings in 1066. William, Duke of Normandy, came across the Channel from France and defeated the peasant army of Harold II of England, and the Normans became rulers of England, and French was introduced into the English language. It was a close battle until the Duke of Normandy pretended to retreat and drew the Englishmen out of their position in pursuit, and then turned and annihilated them. And when Harold II was killed, his army, leaderless, fought on for a while, and then scattered, and the victorious Normans moved on to London and crowned William I king on December 25. And it's the birthday of the short story writer Catherine Mansfield, born Wellington, New Zealand, 1888. She went to England for her schooling, then her parents brought her back to New Zealand. She found she no longer had anything in common with her family. She became one of the wildest Bohemians in New Zealand, had affairs with men, women, lived with the Aborigines, published scandalous stories, moved back to London, lived in the Bohemian scene there. But she did not write the stories that we know her for until her younger brother left for World War I and was killed 2 months later. She was devastated by his death, and she wrote a series of short stories about her childhood, including The Garden Party, which was her masterpiece. Here's a poem by Sharon Olds entitled Primitive. I have heard about the civilized, the marriages run on talk, elegant and honest, rational. But you and I are savages. You come in with a bag, hold it out to me in silence. I know mushu pork when I smell it, and understand the message. I have pleased you greatly last night. We sit quietly, side by side, to eat the long pancakes, dangling and spilling, fragrant sauce dripping out, and glance at each other askance, wordless, the corners of our eyes clear as spear points laid along the sill to show a friend sits with a friend here. A poem by Sharon Olds, Primitive, from her collection Satan Says, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.